If we think about a good concrete road, a modern one that's been constructed today, can you describe the various layers, what it's made up of, right from the very beginning?
Certainly most of the roads we're building today are not on flat country, so there's always some material that has to be cut from the hill and then has to be layered onto the fill zone in the valley, in other words. What we're finding today is that we're spending a lot more effort into developing and strengthening the fill zones and also picking the best material from the cut and putting that on top of the fill such that we utilise the best materials we have to work with. The other important part today was we spent a lot more time on drainage, and some of our better roads today that are in very wet cuttings, we will in fact build what looks like an old Roman road of macadam stones anywhere between 150 millimetres and 300 millimetres in thickness. And this provides a drainage blanket such that we can drain the cutting, and this minimises the effect onto the pavement material. Above that, we start with a lean mix concrete subbase, and typically that would be in the order of 150 millimetres in thickness, and that provides our uniform working platform to build our main carriage support, which is the base concrete. Today, most of our pavements in Australia, about 80%, are built with plain concrete, and only about 20% with steel reinforcement. So that just gives you a feel that we're still very comfortable and very confident that we can get concrete roads with no reinforcement built into it, taking heavy traffic loads. In some instances, and mainly urban environments, we may put a wearing surface on top of the concrete base, and that'll consist of maybe an open graded asphalt. And one of the benefits of open graded asphalt is it's quieter surface, and also it minimises the splash generation from trucks and cars.